All right, well, we're not really in a regular season type schedule yet, but we're just closing in on it, say, like a Friday type of day today. Hopefully we can pull together the situations, kind of tie things together for the, the Lions game, and then roll out there tomorrow and play on Thursday. So, short week, quick turnaround, but that's something we can always use the work on. We'll have that during the season. So that's about where we are today.
Bill, when you've had the joint practices that you've had the last couple weeks and the value of those practices almost being comparative to a preseason game in some respects, does it change at all the third preseason game as like the idea of the dress rehearsal, like maybe you've got enough work in for these guys that you don't feel the need to maybe go as long with some of the guys that you maybe would in past years?
Well, I think there's still a lot to be said for playing a game prior to the start of the regular season where the players play, come in at halftime, go back out and play again, if that's possible. I mean, I don't think it's like an absolute must, but I think it's a good experience if they can experience it. So we'll see how it goes.
You talked yesterday about how when you evaluate players, it's the whole body of work, not just the preseason game. Obviously, that makes sense. But do you put any extra weight in the preseason games just because that's supposed to be the dry run for regular season?
We look at everything. So I couldn't really tell you how it would break down. And there's a lot of things that happen in preseason games that are could be an aberration one way or another. So.
Think that there's more on the preseason games? Do you ever have to tell them, hey, don't worry, we have a whole body of work to choose from?
Well, no, I'm not saying they're not important. I mean, they are an important part of the evaluation. And if it's a good evaluation, it might be the most important. I mean, if it's a good evaluation, then it might be the most important thing. But I'm just telling you, just because you put a guy out there in a preseason game doesn't mean that you're getting a great evaluation. He may be, not be competing against somebody that's relevant, or what they're doing may not really be indicative of what his skills are or aren't. So that's, I just couldn't make a blanket statement like that.
What are some of your thoughts of Deion Washington in terms of the camp he's had, the preseason, working with him?
I hadn't gotten a lot of opportunities, but I think he's done everything we've asked him to do. He's been healthy. He's been out there every day. He's worked hard. He's got a great attitude. He's got great leadership for our team and for the running back group. I think he's shown up positively in the return game, even though he hasn't really had a lot of opportunity. But, we still have two more games here. We'll see how it goes.
But on the punter competition, are you starting to see any separation there, any more clarity as we have had more time to evaluate the two guys?
I still think it's a very competitive situation.
You always stress your job. Is there ever a danger in a guy who might be on the bubble for whatever reason, trying to do too much maybe in hopes of catching a coach's eye and not kind of keeping his focus on what his primary task at hand might be?
I would hope not. I don't know. I'm sure it's possible. But, we try to tell the players, and I try to tell the team and a lot of times individually, specific players, where they're at, what they need to do, what's important in their situation, in their role. Try to explain that to them. But how they actually look at it or what they do, I couldn't tell you how each guy sees that.
Phil, how much have you seen Kyle Arrington develop since he came here in 2009?
Oh, a ton, yeah. He's, Kyle's one of our hardest working players. He's been a very dependable and durable player. He's been out there a lot. He's taken a lot of snaps, and he's come a long way from the practice squad to playing corner, to playing the inside in the nickel position. He's always had a strong role in the kicking game. His reads and techniques and communication and overall understanding of what we're doing and what our opponents are doing has improved every year. He works hard. He's in very good condition. So he, you know, his game has improved and his responsibilities have expanded as well. So he's a lot more valuable to us now than he was, obviously, when he came here. But even progressively each year, he continues to, I'd say, expand his value to the team because of his performance improvement and also his versatility.
As a group, the whole cornerback group, Bill, how versatile do you think they are at this point?
Probably more than what we've had in the past. More guys that have been able to play inside and outside at a higher level so far. A couple of guys that have also worked at safety. A couple of safeties that have also worked at corner. So, you know, that depending on what type of scheme we're running or what type of team we're facing, what the challenges are or what the situation is in the game, I think that will give us some flexibility somewhere down the road. I'm not sure exactly where, but in the past we've always seemed to need those type of players, and my guess is we'll need them again, but I couldn't tell you exactly how or when that's going to be.
Does that include the rookies as well?
It does, yeah, Logan and Duran, sure. Mm-hmm.
Danny Amendola wasn't at practice yesterday. Any reason for concern just with his availability going forward?
He's day-to-day.
On the running back competition, how deep has that been and how competitive has that been?
You know, I think it's been very competitive. It's interesting when you look at, you know, the players at that position, including the guys at fullback, each guy kind of is a little bit different than the other ones. They have some individual unique skills that are good, and so do the other players. And so it's hard to make a comparison when we talk about it. You know, in our personnel meetings, to compare one player to another, they're all different, and so each guy has his strengths, and the next guy has maybe a little different set of strengths that are good. They're just different, and their playing styles and the strengths of what they do, their role in the kicking game, their role on third down, their role in short yardage and goal line, you know, all those situational things play into it as well. So it's interesting that I feel like it's a talented group. It's a, you know, they all have shown good ability to produce with the ball in their hands, however they get it, catching it or running with it or returning it or whatever the case is. But they're all will have a little bit different style, and I think situationally they would fall into different categories. So it's an interesting position to try to analyze, and also to try to, it's good because the diversity actually helps the overall depth and the different roles that you have on your team. But when you compare one to another, it's hard to, you know, really have a straight up type of comparison.
The classic game for Detroit, do they compare to Philadelphia or Tampa, or do they have elements of both?
Yeah, I think they can really pretty much do it all. They throw the ball down the field well. They throw possession, crossing routes, things like that. Coach Linehan, the offensive coordinators, you know, as we know, they've had a lot of production in the passing game over the past few years. They have a good quarterback. They have a bunch of good receivers, tight ends, backs. So they've always had explosive backs. So they can beat you in a lot of different ways. And let's say what you're taking away, even though they could hurt you there, they're probably going to try to hurt you more in the things where that you're light on. And when you kind of shift your emphasis of what you want to take away, then they can pretty quickly and I would say from a good execution level, they can go to other places and hurt you. So it's really forces you defensively to be able to cover everything and everybody. You're covering sideline to sideline. You're covering the goal line to the end line. So they challenge you on all that.
Do you still have to shade a lot of things toward Calvin Johnson, though, just knowing?
Well, I mean, that's, you know, you, that's something you can – look, he's a great player. That's definitely something that you would talk about. You know, to do it all the time and expose the matchups that you'd have with, you know, Scheffler and Pettigrew and Burleson and Bush, and, you know, then that's, I don't know that you want to do that, but he's a dynamic player, very hard guy to match up against. So, you know, I don't think you want to shade everything away from him all the time, that's for sure. But, you know, they got a lot of weapons, and so that's why they're hard to defend.
Do we know for sure if Jim Schwartz has retired the turkey story, or is he still telling it, you know, that he took your turkey that time?
Yeah, you have to check with him on that. Yeah, we've heard that enough times. Yeah, I'm all right with that. Yeah, it'd be good to see Schwartzy out there. If he retires that one, I'm sure he'll have another one. Okay, thank you.